So this is called a duper's delight. When he's he's smiling already, and he's going to smile when he talks about nuclear bombs hitting the United States.
Atomic guns. The New York City in Target, Washington, Boston.
He's smiling. I'm not making that up. Am I making that up?
He looks gleeful.
He looks gleeful. That's called duper's delight. Benjamin Netanyahu did it again. Benjamin Netanyahu is the king of projection. Here he is trying to get America involved in another war in the Middle East with Iran. And let's listen to how funny he is. He's very funny.
Iran is developing now ballistic missiles that are intercontinental ballistic missiles for 8,000 kilometer range. What does that mean? They add another 3,000 kilometers and they've got under their gun, under their atomic guns, the New York City in Target, Washington, Boston, Miami, Mar-a-Lago. Okay? So that is
Did you see the weird smile on his face as he was saying that? Did you see how he smiled? Mar-a-Lago? Okay?
Andrew, you don't want to be under the nuclear gun of these people who are not necessarily rational and who chant death to America.
So I just want to go through that just... first of all, here's what I tweeted about it. This actually means Bibi is desperate. He knows Americans have turned against his nonstop warmongering and terrorism. If you think Iran is dumb enough to attack inside the United States, then I've got a vaccine I'd like to sell you. Israel will definitely do false flags inside the U.S. No doubt about it. Israel used to do, they used to bomb Jewish neighborhoods inside of Iran and blame it on Arabs. Mm-hmm. They used to, again, so if you know what the Hannibal directive is, that means kill our own people. They used to bomb their own people to get them to move out of Iran and move to Israel. That's for real. That's the kind of things that these Zionist maniacs do. They bomb their own people and then blame Arabs. And that's what he's trying to do right there. He's setting up America for Israel to do a false flag inside the United States, and they can blame it on Iran, so then the United States will go to war with Iran. Just like he got us to go to war with Iraq, just like he got us to go to war in Syria, just like he got us to go to war Libya, all that stuff. This is... Wow. So here's what Flahustler says, Florida Hustler. Really? I didn't know you bombed the shit out of them during didn't you just bomb the shit out of them during Operation Midnight Hammer and say that their nuclear program has been set back years, but now they can nuke us? So I just want you to show you. Here's the weird thing about what he says. Listen to how dumb this is, what he says. I'll point it out.
Iran is developing now.
They're developing now.
Ballistic missiles that are intercontinental ballistic missiles for 8,000 kilometer range.
So they're right now they're working on missiles that can go 8,000 miles. Well, Iran's farther than 8,000 miles away from the United States. That if they launched a missile at 8,000 miles, it would land somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic. So he goes, then he says this.
Does that mean they add another 3,000 kilometers and they've got under their gun, under their...
So all they have to do is after they build this 8,000 mile missile, which they don't have, then they just have to build one that's 3,000 more that they don't have, and then they'll have one that could reach, and then watch how... So is that the dumbest... Is that the dumbest sales pitch you ever heard? Right now, they're working on missiles that go 8,000 miles. All they have to do is make one that goes 12,000 miles, 3,000 miles more than the one they already don't have. And then watch. So this is called a duper's delight. When he's smiling already, and he's going to smile when he talks about nuclear bombs hitting the United States.
Atomic guns. The New York City in Target. Washington, Boston.
He's smiling. I'm not making that up. Am I making
gleeful.
That up? He looks gleeful. That's called duper's delight.
Miami.
What? Now, nice big, now big smile. Come on, for the camera. Now talk about where the president lives and smile big.
Mar-a-Lago.
Mar-a-Lago. Huh? Huh? That would be great. That would be great if there was a bomb. That, oh my God, that fell at Mar-a-Lago. Woo! Then we could get every war we ever wanted. We could have him reinvade Iraq if we wanted.
He literally told us there's no question whatsoever that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
No question.
Like,
he said if we toppled Saddam Hussein in Iraq, peace would spread out across the Middle East.
Yeah.
That's what he said. And so now this is Bibi letting you know, to me, the way I take it, they're getting ready to do a false flag in the United States. And just so Mohammed Safa puts out, Netanyahu said that Iran could soon target the United States with ICBMs. Israel's ICBMs have been able to reach everywhere in red for over a decade. The nuclear threat is Israel, not Iran. Iran doesn't even have nuclear bombs. Israel does. Israel is now bombing 8 different countries at once. Unprovoked. 8 different countries at once. They're the terrorists in the Middle East is Israel. They're not our ally. They're our drunk friend who gets, as Dave Smith said, they're our drunk friends who get us in bar fights every time we go out. That's what is. They're not our ally. They're our blackmailers. This is Israel, and they have missiles that could reach everywhere. So wouldn't that be something if they nuked America and tried to blame it on Iran? Wouldn't put it past them. Uncensored AI says, when Benjamin Netanyahu says Iran is going to nuke America, he means Israel is going to nuke America and blame Iran to try to get us over to go to war with Iran for Israel. Well, I already beat you to it, Uncensored AI. I beat you to it. That's, let's see, 8:18 p.m. Let me see, when did I make my tweet? Oh, we don't have, got it cut off. Can't tell you when I did it. Got cut off. Dang it! Anyway, if you like to hear my jokes about Israel and Zionists, which I have plenty, and I bring people together, come see me in Irvine, California on October 19th. We'll be in Australia, Burbank, California, the day after Thanksgiving, Pottstown, Pennsylvania, December 6th. Do you have anything to say about this, Chris?
I think these people hate us for our freedom, and we have to go invade and be in war for 10 years. It's the only solution.
That's the only solution. That's it. October 19th, we'll be in Irvine, California. We'll be in Australia. Then we'll be in Burbank, California, the day after Thanksgiving, and then Pottstown, Pennsylvania, December 6th. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets.